Virtual reality or actual reality? Which is science and which is fraud? From fixitearth.com/no-longer-online consider some of the revealing language used by experts to describe computer-programmed virtual reality space technology. A work of art, a dream, an additional reality, a new continent, a new reality, a new kind of experience, inventing reality, new form of space frontier colonization, VR, a gateway into another reality. Computers are reality generators, VUMIs better than film, realism is a cultural construction, etc., etc. Side note, who does this sound like? David Icke, who does not believe in the flat earth but he believes in the words above as his books are filled with it. But that's another story. These rhapsodic assurances from several qualified sources tell us what VR technology means to its devotees. They tell us what VR is doing and what it is capable of doing. Obviously, in the minds of its fans, this technology represents a paradigm shift in the role of computers. These advocates are talking about making real what is not real and calling it what it isn't, namely, real. They are talking about a revolutionary spiritual shift to a dimension of computer use which involves the black art of mind control, i.e., witchcraft. The critical issues involved here are: A. Who creates this new reality that is not real? B. Who inputs it? C. Is the passion for creating computer-programmed deceptions about space merely a tech-supported high-tech video game for late-developing cyberpunks weaned on Star Trekskian extraterrestrialism and Peruvian grass? Or D. Are some folks with hardcore anti-Bible and even capitalist agendas behind these reality generators? E. Does premeditated deception become science because it uses GWAS technology? You can read additional material at NASA's Hanky Panky, Virtual Reality Technology. The Size and Structure of the Universe. According to the Bible and Non-Theoretical Science, Part 2 shows flagrant deceptions and outright fraud in the measurement of star distances. Even more fraudulent use of space technology can be found with the Redshift Fraud essay and in the audio sessions. NASA's Hanky Panky. In keeping with modern man's proclivity to solve all his problems and achieve all his goals by using ever more cutting-edge technology, NASA stands out as a recognized leader. The new technology with which the NASA-esque dream of administering the coup de grace to Bible credibility centers on the mind-fooling, hyper-deceptive technology of virtual reality, VR. See, virtual reality fraud. This VR technology, virtually unknown before 1989, entered the third millennium flexing its muscles and eager to carry out NASA's mission to remove God from the origins business. On the net, Chris Cheshire has posted an excellent summary of the birth and early growth of the VR phenomena, entitled, Colonizing Virtual Reality. NASA became an enthusiastic prime mover in developing the VR technology from the beginning. The reasons for NASA's embrace of VR are not hard to grasp in light of the stated goals of its Origins program. See, NASA's agenda. VR development and NASA's early role. Consider some of the language used by experts to describe the computer-programmed virtual reality space technology and its potential. A work of art, a dream, an additional reality, a new continent, a new reality, a new kind of experience, inventing reality, new form of space, frontier colonization, virtual worlds, computer-generated immersive technology, consensual hallucination using graphical representation of data, liberating potential of VR, which can bring a new kind of spiritual understanding. Computers are media, VR, a gateway into another reality, cultural alchemy. Computers are reality generators, VUMIs, VR representations, better than film. Realism is a cultural construction dependent on time, place and technology. Intuitive molecule design demonstrates usefulness of VR in theoretical science. VR, a new space for liberation and universal understanding. VR's appeal. Computers can be reality generators. The VR fraternity has put VR at the apex of the historical process. These rhapsodic assurances from several qualified sources tell us what VR technology means to its devotees. They tell us what VR is doing and what it is capable of doing. Obviously, in the minds of its fans, this technology is not just a paradigm shift in the role of computers. Oh no. It's much more than that. These advocates are talking about making real what is not real. They are talking about adding a revolutionary dimension to computer use which involves the black art of mind control. The critical questions that must be raised here are: who creates this new reality that is not real? Who is doing the inputting of information that is to be presented as real when it is not real? What philosophy or religion lies behind what is created and programmed into the computer-operated technology? Well, while the answers to those questions are not readily available, they can still be discovered on the Internet Information Highway. As Cheshire reports, the first virtual environments were created at NASA in the mid-1980s. Michael McGreevy incorporated science fiction visions into the NASA research in the mid-80s on Vivid, virtual visual environment display. Interfaces were relevant for NASA in remote manipulation. NASA's eager participation in VR's development from its earliest days helped give the technology more respect than its originators could give. Indeed, it is common knowledge that those originators of VR's broad scope of possibilities were largely counterculture folks in California who were sick of the Vietnam War and its legacy and were looking to create a new reality inside a computer. The name cyberpunks was coined and hung on these folks who represented a merging of science fiction and bohemia. It was a culture interested in high-tech developments, mind expansion, science fiction, computer hacking, alternative music, alternative health, drug culture, and sexuality. VR was very attractive to this audience. When NASA's big respectable names, Sagan, famous astronauts, and big respectable government-funded budgets, billions of dollars, joined the cyberpunk chorus of hallelujahs for VR, the image and the technology began to improve. Still, even after VR got to be taken seriously by some establishment businesses and the military, etc., Barlow could continue to write in 1990 that cyberspace is crawling with delighted acid heads. Anyway, enough background. It's time to see how NASA is applying and plans to apply VR technology to its Origins program goal of finding real extraterrestrial life out there and bring an end to the creation/evolution controversy. Let's go to the hanky-panky part. Hanky-panky is a synonym of deception, also, chicanery, fraud, trickery. Any one of these connotations fits what NASA is doing and plans to do to cause its Origins program to succeed. New telescope technology. Old telescopes brought faraway things up close. Old cameras faithfully took pictures of things just as they were, albeit inverted. Not anymore. Space-age computer program simulation technology in the service of NASA has changed all that. Leaving camera development for later, here are some strange features of space-age telescopes in use in the late 20th century and presently. Whether small or huge, mirrors are the heart of a telescope. The image one sees is determined by the mirrors that reflect it. Look at the caveat on the rearview mirror on the passenger side of your car. It has this warning: objects in mirror are closer than they appear. Think what can be done with this simple principle in making close stars appear far away. But that is child's play compared to distortions of reality that NASA is using in its space telescopes. The new NASA computerized telescopes embody conical foil X-ray mirrors, affixed in a broadband X-ray telescope, and spherical mirrors and a field flattening lens and pyramidal mirrors and parabolic mirrors effects and aluminized mylar thermal covers, over the mirror aperture and reflectivity tests on sample foils and tests on small mirror segments and backscattering from adjacent reflectors. Constructive solid geometry, CSG, allows us to simulate perfect mirrors. Reflective and refractive materials are used for the mirrors and lens to make a real-world simulation. CSG, computer code, constructs 3D worlds. These kinds of contrivances, and an alphabet soup of other telescope features, are designed and computer programmed to produce simulations. They are employed on the Virtual Newton Telescope, the William Herschel Telescope, the Hubble Space Telescope, etc. Hubble repairs in December 1999 included the installation of a new brain, swapping its old computer for a new one. Now we can even the simulated images programmed into it to prepare us for the pre-planned super-dazzling virtual reality discoveries of evolving life forms from out there. Reports of Hubble discoveries as distant as galaxies 10 billion light-years away, give us a break, please, are products of pre-programmed Sagan-esque hallucinations, i.e. lies. Viewing computer-prepared objects produced by funny mirrors and spectroscopic ultraviolet tricks may be cool, but it ain't real. But Hubble et al. Is old stuff. Just wait till NASA gets its new generation space telescope, NGST, online. This baby is designed to be a virtual reality generator, par excellence. When it gets cranked up, it will transmit all sorts of visual evidence of life forms from Mars on out to deep space. It's going to be so exciting, so goosebumpy, seeing evolution confirmed. Oh my, my, I tain't hardly tond it. Knowing at last for sure that we are just animated microbes on a cosmic piece of dust in a sea of galaxies due to implode in a few billion years. It warms your heart, I'll tell ya. What joy to be convicted by real fake pictures that God is dead at last, finally done in as atheist philosopher Nietzsche prophetically said in the 1880s, we have killed him with our science. And Jesus. Boy oh boy, did we ever finally get rid of that imposter. Ha! Huh. And the Bible, and Quran, with all that talk about a Satan who is allowed to deceive the whole world. Kaput finally. Just look at those pictures on your nightly news. Pictures. Ah yes, cameras. We must not forget the cameras fitted on the telescopes. They are doozies, as we shall see momentarily. But first a few more jewels of enlightenment about telescopes and the counterfeit reality they are designed to produce. From NASA's related links on the InfoSeek search engine, feast your eyes on this pseudo-scientific chicanery. Virtual reality is a computer-created environment that simulates a real-life situation. A database can represent almost anything. Powerful computer with sophisticated graphics renders a world, often in 3D, that creates precisely what the data prescribe. Cyberspace worlds that exist only in the electric ether. NASA research psychologist Elizabeth Wenzel expects to add 3D sound to virtual environments. NASA Administrator Daniel Saul Golden planned the installation of the contact lens on the Hubble telescope, leading to startling discoveries. Golden update, see, NASA's O'Keefe. NGST, New Generation Space Telescope, Mission Simulator, NMS, pre-computed reports that were created. Counterfeit world of electronic virtual reality. Other searches revealed these pertinent additions. Distributed optics opens a world of possibilities as to how to configure the multiple small mirrors in the computer-programmed system. The New Generation Space Telescope is designed to produce a pretty ratty image that looks like an interference pattern. Then the question, why would one possibly want to form an interference pattern rather than a picture? Answer, because with the help of a computer, a series of interference patterns can be combined to form a perfect image. And this synthesized image will get sharper and sharper. There is no fundamental limit to this technique, of ultimately, perhaps giving the human race a glimpse of the features of another world very much like our own. Another page is entitled, The Image Warper. This tells how algorithm permits user specification of geometric transformations by using two or more control segments at a time. Users can create more complicated transformations, etc. The necessary information is just encoded into the telescope. Another report spoke of multi-layer mirrors in each telescope and what they can do. Then, it may be preferable to encode all the necessary information into the existing telescope. Etc. Now for the funny cameras. The work of very high-tech cameras is implicit in the final product of all's quasi-telescopic dynamics, of course. A little sample of the camera's integrated functions, with the funny telescopes, will help round out an appreciation of the Brobdingnagian hornswoggle that the leaders of NASA's now respectable cyberpunks have prepared for the world. The Rosett Wide Field Camera, et al., is involved here. We present optical identification of previously unidentified extreme ultraviolet, EUV, sources discovered with the Extreme Ultraviolet Explorer. Rosett identifies active, young, late-type stars, and catalogs unclassified stars. WFPC-2 Planetary Camera Simulator, to extract information about the faint end of the luminosity function, a means of creating simulated images is needed. For this I have written a program to make a simulated image. This program takes into account a number of features of the wide field and planetary camera too, specifically the planetary camera part. The general outline is dot. Fill the image with stars, you thought those were real, didn't you? Divide the image with a flat field. Add poison noise to the image. Add Gaussian real-out noise to the image. Add bias to the image. Save the histograms, graphs of frequency vibrations, of the raw and simulated images. Details on the simulations. A constant background can be added to the simulated image. The background from the DAOFIT file is ignored. The dark file is scaled with the exposure time and added to the image. The intensity of the dark glow can be estimated. Hubble Star Field Descriptions, the Wide Field Planetary Camera 2, WFPC-2, image was taken of a little nearby galaxy only 1 billion times a trillion miles away, give me a break, while another of the telescope's instruments, the Faint Object Spectrograph, took long exposures of the Tarantula Nebula. The tarantula, lying outside the field of view, i.e. invisible, had to be created, of the WFPC-2 photograph, is a tremendous cloud of gas, within which new stars are forming. The Hubble Heritage team later combined the WFPC-2 images, in order to create the color picture shown here. There is a ton of nebula, etc. pictures denoted NASA image on the net. Webster defines image, 1, a physical likeness or representation of a person, animal, or thing, photographed, painted, or sculpted, or otherwise reproduced, as with VR, 2, an optical counterpart or appearance of an object such as produced by reflection from a mirror. Remember that NASA's telescope mirrors are in all shapes and are computer configured and controlled to produce whatever was programmed in. Photo release no, SDSC IPRC 9453, Hubble observes a new Saturn storm. The storm was imaged with Hubble's FP camera 2. The picture is a composite of images, to create a true color rendition of the planet. Point, even the photographs of close objects that can be seen are doctored. There is no limit to what pre-programmed photos can show beyond what can be seen. The images of the Hale-Bopp comet obtained with the Space Telescope Imaging Spectrograph, SDIS, on the Hubble Space Telescope underlines the point above. Like Saturn, Hale-Bopp is a real cosmic entity visible at a distance compatible with a small universe. As such, neither it nor Saturn are invisible created entities at distances that must be imagined and computer created through VR technology, but they are still doctored so that what we see is a simulation. You get the picture, the image, that is to say, the simulation. Forget it. Let's move on to the motivation behind all this high-tech flimflammery. Go to the spiritual roots of NASA's Big Bang premise.